Lesson 15. Reading. Food is vital to humans. We have to eat because food keeps us strong and active. Yet we have been known to live without food for several weeks. Water is even more important to us. Without it, nobody can live for more than a few days. But even more important to human bodies than food and water is the air around us. We cannot live for more than a few minutes without breathing. Humans usually breathe from 16 to 20 times each minute. If you analyze the air you breathe, you would find it is a mixture of different gases. Most of it is nitrogen, about 4/5. 1/5 is oxygen. There is also a tiny amount of carbon dioxide, a little water vapor, which gives air its humidity, and some traces of what are called rare gases. If you were to put a bag over your nose and mouth to catch the air you breathe out, you would find some strange changes. There would still be the same amount of nitrogen. There would also be the same traces of rare gases. But there would be much less oxygen and 100 times more carbon dioxide than in the air you breathed in. There would also be considerably more water vapor. What happens is that each time you breathe, an exchange takes place. You keep some oxygen. You breathe out much more carbon dioxide and water vapor than you breathed in. The reason is that every moment of the day and night, your body is using up energy. Your heart uses up energy as it beats. Your muscles use up energy. So does your brain, and so does every other part of you. All this energy is produced inside the millions and millions of cells that make up your body. Every one of these cells needs oxygen in order to do its work. As the cells use up oxygen, they form carbon dioxide, which is a waste product. So your body carries out these two processes at the same time. You breathe in the oxygen that cells need to produce energy. You breathe out the carbon dioxide that is harmful. It sounds so simple, yet your life depends on these processes happening day and night without interruption.